When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
All right. I'm excited for today's episode. You're going to love this one. It is Failure Friday here on Side Hustle School. The principle is we can learn as much from failure as we can from success. A collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, and of course, failure. What goes wrong? And in this case, we're even talking about extinction. Extinction, or is it evolution? You're going to find out. Just like our Throwback Thursday segment, you get to hear directly from a side hustler who has struggled to get something off the ground. They're going to tell you that quick story of something that went very wrong. Now, these stories vary, but often they begin with an idea, an assumption, perhaps, what they thought would happen, and then what really happened. So I want to get to it really quick here today because it's a great story. This story features Brad Blue, and as you're going to hear, he had an idea to create Switch-A-Saurus. Switch-A-Saurus. It is a dinosaur card game. Looks really cool, and it also ran into some serious problems with manufacturing. Would the project go extinct? Let's hear about it from Brad. I'm going to be back at the end with a quick wrap-up. Switch-A-Saurus, Brad Blue.
Hey Chris, my name is Brad Blue, and my side hustle is called Switch-A-Saurus. It's a mix-and-match dinosaur card game I made in the early days of the pandemic to play with my kids, Penny and Sam, then turned into a full production run when I received good feedback from my family and friends. I loved the early days of this side hustle because it was the rare opportunity to spend more time with my family with a side project, not less. In this case, I found a hustle that included the people I love spending time with, so comparatively little of my time spent on the project felt like a trade-off. The original game was just dinosaurs drawn on flashcards, then cut in half. We had so much fun laughing at our new dinosaur creations, like Triceratops Rex, Velocitops, and Mosasaurus, which has the fishy tail of a Mosasaurus with the long neck of a Diplodocus. These times made some of the problems later on a little easier to swallow. When my friends got excited about the concept of the game and told me their own kids would like to play, I knew it was time to make it my next side hustle. I'd been dreaming about being on your show someday, but this is where my first $1,000 episode fantasy starts turning into a Failure Friday episode fiasco. A good friend of mine, who had had some success of his own making card games, pointed me toward a local card printer. My first sample was $56, and it turned out great. The bulk run was going to run about $5 per deck because I was using tarot-sized cards and a waterproof, tear-proof cardstock to ensure they'd hold up to lots of kids playing with them. But instead of going with a sure bet from a strong referral, I started looking at options with better margins and fancy packaging. A mega corporation based in China found its way into my web searches and connected me with one of its suppliers, which agreed to supply not just the cards, but also a dinosaur poster and a game tin, plus shipping to my doorstep, all for less than just the cost of the deck with my local supplier. I had some reservations about doing business overseas, but despite their namesake's association with 40 Thieves, They eased my discomfort by promoting their trade assurance program, which their website says protects buyers and helps them get their money back in the event of problems with product quality or shipping date. I paid $243 for three samples, which were phenomenal, even better than the first set. I was sold, and I agreed to purchase 500 units for $2,450 on the condition that they would be shipped within 27 days, which would give me a chance to sell them during the holidays. On the 27th day exactly, they marked the items as shipped. 2 weeks later, they showed arrived on the company website, but nothing ever came. I asked them about it, and they said they made a mistake and gave me a new tracking number showing the items had not shipped until weeks after our agreed upon date. The items arrived the day before Christmas, and worse yet, every unit had damaged corners and was made of cheap material. They actually weighed 5% less than my samples. I opened a trade assurance case and, after weeks of supplying dozens of detailed pieces of evidence, was surprised to find that the system did not protect me. It felt like they were more concerned about offending their supplier. This project I set up to spend time with my family was taking me away from them for hours at a time as I jumped through a seemingly endless series of hoops. At the end of a month, it felt like I was further from a resolution than ever, and I couldn't even get the company to admit that the purpose of a sample is to be a representation of the final product. I was spent, so I accepted a meager refund and decided to move on with my life. And perhaps that is the best piece of advice I can give to others in similar situations, and a lesson I got to learn for the cost of just a couple thousand dollars. Find a way to move on with your life after a little defeat. Ultimately, my $2,700 investment is not an insignificant amount at all. But the more time I spent fighting this company to get them to do the right thing, the more it took my focus from moving my business forward. Chris, you often say that Failure Friday episodes are about making sure we don't confuse a single defeat with a final defeat. For Switchosaurus, I won't confuse evolution with extinction. I'm excited for the next chapter of this project, and I plan to turn this small defeat into something fruitful by donating some of these flimsy but still playable and fun cards to teachers and parents, sending others to game reviewers, and the rest to building my email list by giving decks out for free or at cost. I'd love to know what you'd do given a similar predicament and a similar opportunity. Thanks, Chris.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Brad, thank you so much. That is an awesome story. Indeed, never confuse a single defeat with the final defeat. That's our theme. But I love the addition here about finding a way to move on with your life after a defeat. Perhaps that is the most important lesson, not just in this story, but in many life experiences. So I need to apply this to my life today. I was thinking about some things recently that haven't gone well, and I'm like, I need to find a way to move on with that. And, you know, following Brad's advice, don't confuse evolution for extinction. Or was it extinction for evolution? I think it was the first one, but I understand what he means. Also, I got to get myself a Mosa Dokus. That sounds pretty cool. I've always liked T-Rex, you know, but that's pretty common, I guess. So Mosasaurus does make me feel a little bit more unique. So thanks, Brad, again, for sharing this transparent and truthful story. Listeners, I want to encourage you to check out Switchasaurus. And you can get there by going to, well, switchasaurus.com. Exactly like it sounds, you know, think thesaurus, except switchasaurus.com. On his homepage, it says this page is currently being excavated, like, you know, under construction, but it's actually being excavated. Anyway, all good stuff there. If you've got a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Indeed, never confuse a single defeat with a final defeat and find a way to move on with your life. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.